Good morning. It's good to be with you on this Thursday morning. I'm glad to continue in our time in Amos together. Today we're going to be looking at Amos chapter 8. We're going to finish Amos tomorrow. We're going to do 8 today and then 9 tomorrow. And then I may take a break from, we've been in the minor prophets for a while. Part of me wants to kind of skip to Jonah to do that, but part of me wants to go back to the New Testament. I'm not quite sure. Well, I'll have the weekend to think about it, but I'm not quite sure where we're going to pick up when we get done with Amos. Because as much as I do love the minor prophets, sometimes I like to kind of change things up. So we might hop back to the New Testament and look a little bit of something there, and then come back to the minor prophets after that. So let's pick up with Amos chapter 8 today. Starting with verse 1. This is what the Lord God showed me, a basket of summer fruit. He said, Amos, what do you see? I said, a basket of summer fruit. And the Lord said, the end has come upon my people Israel. I will never again pass them by. The songs of the temple shall become the wailings in that day, says the Lord God. The dead bodies shall be many, cast out of every place. Be silent. Hear this, you that trample on the needy and bring to ruin the poor of the land, saying, when will the new moon be over, that we may sell grain, and the Sabbath, that we may offer wheat for sale? We will make the ephah small and the shekel great, and practice deceit with false balances, buying the poor for silver, the needy for a pair of sandals, and selling the sweepings of the wheat. The Lord has sworn by the pride of Jacob, surely I will never forget any of their deeds. Shall not the land tremble on this account, and everyone mourn who lives in it? All of it rise like the Nile and be tossed about and sink again like the Nile of Egypt. On that day, says the Lord God, I will make the sun go down at noon and darken the earth in broad daylight. I will turn your feast into mourning, your songs into lamentation. I will bring sackcloth on all loins and baldness on every head and make it like the mourning for an only son and the end of it like a bitter day. The time is surely coming, says the Lord God, when I will send a famine on the land, when not a famine of bread or of water, but of hearing the word of the Lord. And they shall wander from sea to sea, and from it north to east. And they shall run to and fro, seeking the word of the Lord. They shall not find it. On that day, the beautiful young women and the young men shall faint for thirst. And all who swear by Ashimah of Samaria, and say, as your God lives, O Dan, and as the way of Beersheba lives, they shall fall and never rise again. So we see the Lord promising judgment on the people. This has been a constant theme throughout the book of Amos, and a constant theme throughout all the minor prophets, is that the Lord promises judgment for the sins of the people. And here, once again, he names the sins, and it is important for us to hear the sins. He says, hear this, you who trample on the needy and bring ruin to the poor of the land, saying, when will the new moon be over that we may sell grain, and the Sabbath that we may offer wheat for sale? We will make the ephah small and the shekel great. Practice deceit with false balances, buying the poor for silver and the needy for a pair of sandals, and selling the sweepings of the wheat. So let's talk about the specific condemnation that the Lord has for the people in verses 4 through 6. It says, you who trample the needy and bring ruin to the poor. We've heard that as a constant theme throughout Amos, haven't we? That they are abusing, neglecting, not caring for the poor. And that, does that surprise you when you think about what the Lord is judging the people for in Amos? All the sins that the Lord condemns, it seems so often to come back over and over again to how the people have treated the poor. You know, it's funny. It's funny. I've said it before in Bible study, and I believe it to be true. It's interesting how we expect harsh judgment upon sins that we do not commit, but expect leniency and grace for the sins that we commit. So if someone else does it, we expect God to get them, right? You know, a sin that we don't commit or sin that we don't understand, we expect God to really get them, right? But the things that we do, we plead for mercy. So how many of us, seriously, do what we can do to help the poor? You know? We see here that's One of their condemnations, verse 5 and 6 do give specific things that they've done, though. 5 says, they say, when will the new moon be over? And what will the Sabbath, in other words, during the Sabbath, and then the new moon means religious festivals, Passover, things such as that. Will this be over that we may sow grain, and the Sabbath that we may sow wheat? In other words, this whole religion thing is getting in the way of making money. They would love to be able to make money, but they can't sell on the Sabbath. So when will the Sabbath be over so that we can make money? They've lost their way, y'all. They're not placing God and His law first in their life, but they're placing the making of money, the accumulation of stuff, all this stuff first in their life. They've lost their way. That was a warning that John Wesley had for their early Methodist. I think it's a warning that we need to hear today, y'all, because we are going to struggle with these things here, losing our way, putting the accumulation of stuff, losing our way, putting affluence, losing our way, putting comfort above all else. That's a warning to us, and we need to be careful. And then it says here, verse 6, buying the poor for silver and selling the needy. Oh, and then I'm sorry, I didn't finish 5. We will make the ephah small and the shekel great and pack this deceit for the false balances. In other words, they're rigging the false weights, the false balances are basically having the balances weighed wrong. So you're spending more than for what you're getting. In other words, you're supposed to weigh it out. And with false balances, the people are spending. The poor are being taken advantage of, and they're spending more than they should have for what they should be purchasing. So basically, it's stealing. It's stealing from people. Same thing, it's to make the ephah small, the measurement of grain, and the shekel great. In other words, expect a lot of money. So they're basically stealing, robbing, abusing the poor, buying the poor for silver, and then an ephah for a pair of sandals. And then the ultimate judgment that God has for them, we see, the Lord, a time is coming, says Lord, when I will send a famine on land, but not a famine of bread or thirst, but of hearing the words of the Lord. I think that's what happens whenever we place something other than God's law in our heart, something other than seeking God as first in our life, is that we can't hear God's word. Our hearts become hard. Our ears become blocked, and we don't hear. We don't hear from God. That's the danger of placing something else first in our life ahead of God, is that we forget how to hear. And this almost reminds me of in Exodus when God hardened Pharaoh's heart. If you go back and read the story of Pharaoh hardening his heart, the first few times it says that Pharaoh hardened his own heart. And then eventually it says that God hardened his heart. I think there comes a point when we harden our heart or harden our ears so many times when God says, okay, you don't want to hear it. You don't truly desire to know me, then you're not going to be able to. I think that's what's happening here, is the people here have so wandered away and lost their way from their sense of what is right and wrong, with how they steal from the poor, with how they don't see the poor as people made in God's image and see their worth, and they see them only as individuals with whom they can accumulate money from. They lost the worth of others, and they've thrown it away. In fact, their religion gets in their way of making money off people, where the Lord says, okay, there's going to be a famine, but it's not going to be a famine of food, but you're not going to be able to hear me. You're not going to be able to hear me. The people have lost their way. They've lost their way. They've lost who they are. They've traded the goodness of God for something that doesn't really matter. And now they're not able to hear God's voice. So, y'all, I think this is a stark warning to us today to be careful what we're seeking, to be careful after what we're striving for, to be careful for what we're seeking after. And is it God? Are we seeking after God first? Are we seeking after His law and His will first? Are we seeking after just the stuff of this earth? Because if we're not careful, we may gain that stuff. But at what cost? At what cost? The people here, they got wealthy. But at what cost? Let's be careful, y'all. Let's make sure we keep God first in our hearts and first in our lives. Thanks for being with us. Tomorrow, we're going to pick up with chapter 9 and finish out the book of Amos. So we'll see you bright and early tomorrow morning. Have a great day.